Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Kate Middleton is self-quarantining after a COVID exposure. The Duchess is fully vaccinated, feeling well, and has no symptoms. Per government orders, Kate is self-isolating for 10 days. True Royalty TV's Nick Bullen spoke to Fox News about the relationship between William and Harry. It is still very much a work in progress. An awful lot has been said between the two. So much dirty linen has been put out in public, so to speak. I am told William is absolutely furious at how Harry and Meghan have shared their views about the royal family, about their own immediate family, with the world's press. I think it's going to be incredibly tough to come back from that, on all sides. Harry and Meghan feel they haven't been supported by the monarchy. But ultimately, William is a king in waiting. Duty to him comes first. His duty is to protect the crown and to protect the institution. And that's what William is going to do. From The Express, royal biographer Angela Levin said Prince Harry was creating a new Californian way of being a royal and doing good. But in doing so, he may be competing with his closest relatives. Levin said, "I think all this laying down laws is part of his determination to be a royal, but in a very different way, a Californian way, where he is the person who is going to continue Diana's work more than anyone. I was quite shocked when he was saying, there's a large part of Diana in me, and she thought the world would be changed by youth, and she loved the youth, and Meghan and I are doing exactly this. I thought, hang on, he's making the speech that puts William second. He's competing with his brother and his father to be the better royal, and more like Diana." It is likely Harry returned home to California on Friday. Marie Claire reports a car believed to be carrying Prince Harry was spotted travelling from Frogmore Cottage to Heathrow Airport in London, leading to speculation that the royal has already returned to California. If Harry did leave the United Kingdom on Friday, it means he spent just 2 days out of quarantine during his most recent visit, during which he joined Prince William in unveiling a statue in honour of their late mother, Princess Diana. Harry's quick trip home could be due in part to some sad news for his wife Meghan Markle. On Thursday, news broke that Meghan's 82-year-old uncle Michael Markle had died following a battle with Parkinson's disease. Mike was a lovely, gentle, softly spoken old man, a source told the son of Meghan's uncle, who reportedly went by Mike. He was always happy to be asked about Meghan, but whenever he spoke to anyone, he mainly wanted to talk about his late wife. He loved her so much. According to another report from the Daily Mail, Mike Markle, the older brother of her father Thomas, had never met Prince Harry, but was very proud of Meghan and happy to have a royal in-law. He was quite well known in his community for being Meghan's uncle, and he would always stop for a chat to say how proud he was of her, even though he didn't often agree with how she went about things, the source said, according to the Daily Mail. He would usually just chuckle and say, "It's not every day you have a prince in the family, though, I suppose." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Despite returning to California, Harry may be back in the UK soon. According to the Daily Mail, Kensington Palace has ambitions for another, larger event to be held in September that could welcome the project's donors and charity leaders. Royal sources seem hopeful that the September event could be the right time for peace talks between the brothers. Harry could also be getting to work on the long-awaited second episode of his $25 million Spotify podcast. Variety reports Archwell Audio, the podcast arm of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's production firm, has tapped award-winning podcast producer Rebecca Sinanis as head of audio. Most recently, Sinanis for the last 2 years has been lead producer for New York Magazine's Pivot Tech Media and Business podcast, hosted by Recode co-founder Kara Swisher and NYU professor Scott Galloway. Variety adds, at Archwell, Sinanis reports to head of content Ben Browning, previously producer whose credits include Promising Young Woman, The Big Sick, Arrival, and Room. She will join the Archwell team in August to lead the company's podcast partnership with Spotify. And if you were in Iceland Foods grabbing some groceries and you thought the man on the checkout line looked familiar, you were correct. Prince Charles was spotted at the supermarket self-checkout during a visit to an Iceland supermarket. Charles stopped at the Iceland Foods Limited in North Wales to celebrate the company's 50th anniversary. The Daily Mail tells us Prince Charles looked dapper in a grey checkered suit which he paired with light purple suit and zebra print tie. During the visit, the royal was seen sitting in a forklift as he was shown how to operate the heavy piece of machinery by Malcolm Walker, the founder and executive chairman. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.